verses 220 from the October 67 supplement, Why, When, Where, Ready. What is plankton? According to my dictionary, plankton is the collective term for the minute plant and animal organisms floating near the surface of lakes, rivers, or seas. It is interesting to notice in passing that the derivation of the word is the same as that of planets. The essence of it is the concept of wandering. Planets are wandering stars. Plankton is wandering living matter, drifting on the surface of the water. Some months ago, I wrote briefly about chlorophyll, and we saw that this is the basic substance which, through the medium of vegetation, supports life on Earth. In the sea, the presence of plankton is the key to the whole teeming life of the oceans. A large part of the plankton is composed of vegetable matter in the form of minute plants called diatoms. These, like their relatives on land, respond to the light of the sun and are able to absorb their essential foodstuffs from the minerals of the sea. In springtime, an explosion of growth occurs, and the surface water contains untold numbers of these tiny plants. At about the same time, the eggs of crabs, fishes, and all the other creatures of the sea begin to hatch out, and the little offspring in their millions rise to the surface. Almost all marine mammals pass the early days of their lives as freely swimming creatures, even though they may spend their adult life as shellfish attached to the rocks. The young creatures live at the surface, feeding on the diatoms, and a bucket full of water could contain millions of vegetable and animal beings. Sometimes the sea may be so swarming with life that its colour changes. I have flown over tropical seas where, for many miles, the whole surface was rusty red in colour because of the presence of plankton. Plankton is always present in varying amounts, and it forms the food of little fish. In their turn, these become the food for larger fish. So the whole chain of food supply in the sea is dependent upon the vast numbers of tiny living things which form the plankton on the surface waters. Even the enormous whales depend on small fish for their food, and some of them even feed directly on the plankton. But like us on land, all sea creatures depend in the long run on vegetable matter whose energy comes from the sun.